It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Beyonce has not released two new albums. The Beehive rejoiced and despaired last night when a pair of new records, supposedly by the singer, turned out to be fakes. Excitement grew when two new projects by a Queen Carter suddenly appeared on both Apple Music and Spotify. One was titled Back Up, Rewind, and the other was Have Your Way. However, in all the excitement, people started to notice that all of the tracks were old B-sides or previously recorded songs, and others questioned why Beyoncé would release new music on Apple and Spotify. Of course, those are rivals to Tidal, which is her husband Jay-Z's streaming service.
Oh, yeah,
so that wouldn't have made that wouldn't have made sense. The albums were taken down just hours after they appeared. Beyonce, though, wasn't the only artist to suffer a fake album leak last night. Hours beforehand, SZA had almost the exact same thing happen.
Oh, how'd The Rock do?
The Rock?
Yeah, paper.
Okay.
Get it, rock, paper, scissors. Come on.
Dad jokes.
Damn it, I am funny this morning.
In the lead up to Super Bowl 53, which is going down in Atlanta, the three-night Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest will take place at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, too. Aerosmith, Ludacris, and Bruno Mars are some of the festival's performers. Looks like Luda, Migos, Lil Yachty, Lil Baby, Metro Boomin, and Lil Jon are going to be there on the first day. Aerosmith will be there with Post Malone, scheduled to join them for a set. That's going to be cool.
That'll be cool.
I think that's neat. Now, Steve, why didn't we have both of them for the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I would have loved that.
Yeah. Post Malone has had a lot of hits. Aerosmith has a lot of hits. You got both demographics, your older people, your younger people. That's a genius set. Why didn't that not happen? Also, Super Bowl Music Fest is going to wrap up with Bruno Mars and Cardi B. So that is going to be a great lineup.
The music at the actual Super Bowl Fest sounds better than the lineup for the halftime show.
Yeah. If you missed the earlier garbage, I announced that it looks like Travis Scott, by the way, is going to be the one that is performing with Maroon 5. We found that out. And Travis Scott also talked about how he was not one of the kids who smoked weed in high school.
First time I smoked was, I think, like my senior year in high school. I didn't like weed in high school. Smoking weed in high school was like... Dummies. Like, I used to smoke weed in high school. All my homies was about like school, and so it was like smelling like weed in high school was kind of like lame. You know what I'm saying? Just stink.
See, I don't smoke weed. Nothing against it. I think it should be legal. But,
I hate how it smells.
But I love the smell of marijuana. I don't know why. I like it. Really?
It's nasty to me.
But I also like the smell of a skunk, and I like...
Ew.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to judge your nose this morning.
Yuck. Friends was the most binge-watched television show of 2018 thanks to the full run being on Netflix. Number two on TV Time's ranking was ABC's long-running primetime drama Grey's Anatomy, whose past seasons are also on Netflix. That was followed by the controversial teen suicide show 13 Reasons Why and the CW's Riverdale. Those first two seasons are on Netflix now. And it looks like TV Time, who did this survey, defines a binge session as one in which a user watches at least four episodes of a show within a 24-hour period.
Yeah, that's a lot. Are you still watching? Yes, I am.
Coming up in less than an hour in the next garbage, is Pete Davidson going to stay on SNL or not?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
I guarantee your Christmas is not going to be as weird as Bento's. Bento's family has Christmas Eve dinner with... ghosts. Yeah, ghosts. And that's not even like half of it. Wait till you hear about this. Freak Show Friday's next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.